next week.
Be ready.
You have reached the point of no return.
Welcome to the Breaking Point.
Here week we are. 37.
Week 37, week 8 of this year. It's getting insane, okay? And we got some great stories up ahead. We got two guests here live with us right now. We have Alex.
Hi.
And we have Matt over there. Last night we went to B-Dubs. Buffalo Wild Wings. And it was our very first staff dinner of the year. You and I were there. Mm-hmm. And Jake was there. Mm-hmm. And Griffin was there, our newscaster. Sadly, these two guests were not here, but it's okay. We're about to tell you all about it because some things went down.
Things went down.
Things went down. People were crying, believe it or not.
I was crying.
I believe it.
I was crying. It was insane.
It was bad.
Why were we crying?
Well, for some reason, I had the bright idea to order the Blazin' Sauce wings. And
Terrible idea.
Then we kind of split them up, one per person.
Uh-huh.
And we all ate it at the same time. And that kind of resulted in the
crying.
It's like we all watched The Notebook at the same time.
Just one big mistake.
It was.
But it's okay. We had certain rules to make it an even bigger mistake.
Oh, I've completely forgot about the rules.
I know, yeah. The rules were just to go all in, okay? Like, you're not really, like, trying to, like, not get it on your lips or, like, not trying to, like, be polite about it. You're really just going in. If it gets on your lips, then your lips burn for the next half hour, which happened to both of us.
Yeah, like I got home, and they were hurt to touch.
Seriously.
Like, it was bad.
They were numb, pretty much. And then our other rule was couldn't drink for 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Except I couldn't drink more than that because I didn't have a drink.
We're waiting for the waitress to bring him his drink, like, so we could ask for the drink.
It was like 10 minutes.
And then he's just like, you know what, I'm going drinkless. I'm like, Ethan, that is the biggest mistake you will ever make in your life.
It was bad.
It was bad.
It was really bad.
So moral
multiple mistakes.
Yes.
Moral of the story, do not. I mean, unless you want just a giant.
Unless you're like Nick Lewis, who's impervious to heat. He ate two Blazin' Wings and didn't even react to it.
He's just like, yeah, dude, it's cool, man. I mean, I got the Blazin' Wings. Yeah, it's cool. I mean, it's like a cool afternoon snack. I'll just eat them whenever.
I'm sitting there eating the honey barbecue, sweating and crying.
The honey barbecue. Those things are underrated. Those are underrated. That's all I can say about those. Okay. You're listening to The Breaking Point on 91.3 WHJE Carmel. Welcome back. We took a short break, and now we're going to finally conclude this story about the amazing Wonder Dog.
The Wonder Dog.
The Wonder Dog that is now alive again. It's kind of crazy, and we're going to break this down for you guys because it gets insane. I'm not going to lie. So this dog's name is Momo.
Okay.
His name's Momo, and the drug that they gave to the dog is called rapamycin. Okay. And after nearly a decade, these researchers use it on mice, and it makes them live up to 60% longer. They live up to 60% longer than they normally do. And so they finally, scientists thought, hey, why not use this on dogs? And obviously, eventually humans, but they don't want to test on humans yet. Thank you. and so a little history on the drug real quick. Rapamycin was discovered 50 years ago in the soil collected from Easter Island. See, I knew there was always something strange about that island.
One of the wonders. We talked about that.
Exactly. The seven wonders of the world is now giving us this wonder drug that apparently makes us live longer. Okay, real quick, just back up. Easter Island is weird.
Yeah, well, it's got to be aliens.
It's got the heads.
How did they get there?
See, now you know that.
It's got to be aliens.
About. Yeah, exactly.
You guys agree?
No aliens? Other explanation.
No, that has to be it.
It can't be these like Mayans that
carve these things.
It's aliens.
100%.
100%. Okay, well, this professor, he's been doing this kind of research on this drug for over 40 years, and he said it's the best drug they have. So, Ethan, take it away with the actual story, like what happened with this dog.
So what happened was there was this dog, and it had like a stroke and was sick and howling and was in pain. And
throwing up, everything.
It was just bad. Like, the dog was in serious pain. And then they said that there was a 20% chance of surviving after it had a stroke. So the family came across, what was the drug called?
Rapamycin.
And they gave it to this dog, and it became better.
But here's like the drug that you can only give the dog the drug if it was young and over 40 pounds, and this dog was neither. And so they couldn't find a doctor to prescribe the drug to him. And after six doctors, finally they found a doctor to prescribe it to him. And so the dog's been taking a rapamycin for at first this dog could not even eat on its own. It couldn't walk. It was literally just lying there. So much in pain. And now after 3 days, it can eat on its own. After 5 days, it's starting to walk. And on the seventh day, it's kind of fine. And then 16 months later, this dog was given 2 months to live. 2 months after it had a stroke. Now 16 months later, this dog is running on its own, running around like a little puppy, and like keeping up with the younger dogs as it plays.
Oh my gosh.
Like, yeah, wow.
Like,
what?
What is this medicine? I don't
know. Yeah, what does it do? Like, I actually want to know, like, what is it? Like, what's it made of?
It's from the aliens, I'm telling you.
I know. It's from the soil of Easter Island. Okay, one, how do you... Yeah. Who thinks to just dig in the soil? Oh, we got some medicine here. I was like,
yeah, who thought to test it?
I'm taking apes, and there's this thing called devil's dung that comes from a tree, and supposedly it smells like poop, and it's just, like, bad. And someone had the bright idea to put it in tea and drink that tea, and it healed them from, like, some weird disease. Like, who would do that?
Why?
People think of these things?
Would you rather be able to talk to animals or talk in any language in the entire world?
Oh, that's so hard.
Any language. That's so easy.
No way.
I mean, think about it. Like, animals have, like, not as advanced brains, so what would they be saying?
That's true.
I feel like Todd Orr, though, wants to talk to animals.
He'd be like, bear, no, I'm not trying to hurt you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to go with language, because I feel like there's a lot more use for that, and I could get, like, any job I want.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. You could get A's in your Spanish test and all that.
Oh, my God. I could use some A's in my Spanish test. At least last year. I'm not taking Spanish this year, but, boy, did I hate Spanish last year. Sorry, Miss... whoever my teacher's name was, now I'm now suddenly forgetting. Okay.
You're just bad with names.
I know. Okay. Anyone else want to take a stab at that and make a big point?
I think I'd rather talk to animals because my cat is the best cat in the world. Mm-hmm. He's pretty rocking. And I want to be able to say, like, yo, what's up, Tucker? How you doing? And just, like, pet him. And he's going to be like, nothing much, Ethan.
That's how I am. No. I'll go with animals.
Okay. Would you rather... always be able to get away with lying or always be able to tell if somebody's lying?
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh, I don't know.
I feel like I'd like to know when people are lying because I'm really bad at that. Like, I never know. So probably that.
Ethan?
Get away with lying.
Get away
with? Oh, easy. Yeah, that's easy. I can walk up to my mom. She's like, what were you doing last night? I'm like, oh, I was doing my homework. I was reading my book, but no. I was watching Netflix, you know.
Wow, so you've really planned this out, then.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
What? How about you, Jackson?
I'm with Kayla here. I want to know when people are lying to me so I can be like, no! Catch them in the act and make them feel bad about themselves. Like, yay, no.
Would you still be able to lie if you knew if other people were lying?
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to always get away with it, I feel.
Then I'll go with that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm alone. Okay, I see how it is.
Okay, we have time for one more, so pick it. Pick a good one, Ethan.
Oh, gosh. Would you rather have infinite power / rule everything or infinite knowledge, meaning, like, you know everything?
Knowing everything.
Yeah, because knowledge is power.
Ooh. Ooh.
Okay.
How about you, Jackson?
Knowledge. I'd want to know everything. Because then, like, when, like, it comes to, like, survival stuff, like, let's say Hurricane Matthew came, and, like, I feel like all the people in Florida, like, if their, like, house, like, goes away, then they know how to survive still, and they know what to do, and maybe they can build their own house again and stuff like that.
I'm with you guys on that. I agree. If you know everything, you can know, like, how to survive, like you said, to survive. You can know how to rule the world, so you can... become the ruler of the world.
Okay. Well, real quick, that's all we have time for on the breaking point. But two more points I want to make before we go. One, stay tuned for next week when we start our world record. We're going to start to rhyme every break. So every time we intro a song, we have to rhyme it. The record is 17 consecutive breaks. So that's what you and I have to do. We are going to be at the world record here on the breaking point live. And the second point I want to make sure you keep your thoughts and, like, good feelings out to those in Florida and down mm-hmm. there. Hurricane Matthew coming. It's supposed to be like touching land about an hour, I think is what they estimated. So, and it was a class or a category 3, and now it's category 4, and it's getting a lot more serious down there. So make sure you think about them, keep them close at heart. Mm-hmm. What do you think about them? Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I got, you guys know anybody in Florida down there?
Yeah. One of my friends is in Florida right now.
Yeah. I'm from Florida, so I got some friends down there too. I have a friend who has some family down there. Just gotta make sure. Hopefully nothing bad happens to them.
Is that where Disney World is?
Yes.
Yes.
No. That's why
not. Disney World. We gotta save Disney World. Mm-hmm. Anyway, here's No Good by Calio on the Edge. Thanks for tuning to week 8 of The Breaking Point. Stay tuned for next week.